for you. Welcome to the Inside Songwriting Podcast. This is where songwriters find inspiration every time. Hello, Happy New Year, and welcome back to the Inside Songwriting Podcast. I'm Carl Brody, author of The Free Thinking Songwriter, and of course the creator of this blog and podcast, Inside Songwriting. I'm really happy to be back with you in 2014, and I want to talk to you today about a lot of things that I'm excited about with the new year ahead of us. And I might be a little bit late, it's the 15th of January. I'm here talking to you from the clifftops of Sydney, but I've just actually returned from a great, relaxing, peaceful and restful holiday in Thailand. Had a beautiful time with my family. My girlfriend and I went over to Thailand for 10 days. And unlike a lot of the people that I speak to who go and visit Thailand, I'm lucky enough to get to visit my brother who lives up in the north there, in near a town called Sukhothai, in the province of Sukhothai, in a little village called Kirimat. So I got to spend 10 days with my girlfriend traveling with me, and my brother lives over there. He's got a wife and three kids, and I got to spend a beautiful time with them. And also my mother came over from London. So I had a bit of a family holiday. I'm a Scotsman who lives in Sydney, and I had a family holiday in Thailand. So it was a great time, and as you can imagine, the surroundings in a little village in the north of Thailand would be most inspirational, and that was definitely the case. I was cycling around rice fields up to the lake, which was nearby. We were awoken every day by the chants from the Buddhist temple, which is just down the road. And generally in the area, we were greeted by smiling faces and warm-hearted people throughout every day. We visited the marketplaces, lots of temples. And, you know, when you're in new surroundings like that, you can't help but soak it all in and enjoy the differences between the visuals, I guess, that are around you. And you notice so much. You notice everything from the bus stops and street corners with, you know, people sitting around on tuk-tuks and trishaws, and, you know, the bus stops with little thatched roof wooden constructs with the backdrop of stunning, you know, mountain skyline, with rice fields in the foreground. And you can imagine, as a creative person, as a songwriter, you can't help but feel blessed to be in those surroundings. So I'm back in Sydney now, feeling so good about the new year. I've got a You know, I came back to summer in Sydney, obviously. We're actually going through a heat wave at the moment. I just switched off the news, and they're talking about the Melbourne Open tennis, which is, there's a record number of injuries and pullouts from each game, because they're trying to deal with 43 degrees Celsius on court. I don't know how anyone can even handle 33 playing tennis. Being from Bonnie Scotland originally, when it's 23, I'm sweltering. But it is lovely to come back to summer, and today I'm feeling really mellow, even though I'm feeling motivated, and I've been really looking forward to doing this podcast. I wanted to do one earlier than this, but my life and time hasn't allowed up until now. But I will tell you that today I started off the day by going for a beautiful walk down to Parsley Bay, which is on the other side of the peninsula from where I'm sitting now, looking at the ocean. There's a beautiful little bay down there, which is a harbour bay, and it's about almost 2 kilometer walk from where I live. I walked down there and went in for a swim in the crystal clear waters. I had a coffee with my girlfriend, and I've been doing a bunch of work as well, but I have had a pretty cruisy day, and I'm going easy on myself. I was going to tell you as well that one of the reasons I didn't rush back to getting stuck into podcasts and everything is because I've been doing a lot of planning, and I'm going to share that with you very soon of what I want to do this year. But also, because I'm a long-time participant, inclusion, more often than not, which is great, I'm really lucky to be a featured artist at the Tamworth Country Music Festival. Well, that's always in the last week of January. So the festival lasts for more than a week, but I usually spend a full week up there. And the end of the festival is, of course, the Golden Guitar Awards on the Saturday night. And usually my new year doesn't start until the Tamworth Festival and the CMAA Golden Guitar Awards are over. And then I make the drive back to Sydney, and that's kind of like the beginning of my year. It's felt like that for several years now, because I think this might even be my 11th year that I've been going to Tamworth for the festival. So whilst everyone else is making the New Year's resolutions and kicking into the new year at the beginning of January, I, like many other Australians and Australian-based country music artists, we know by now, if you're a regular listener, that I'm not strictly country I'm not a strictly country music artist, but I do get to dwell on the fringes, because my passion as a songwriter usually lands in the arena of alt country, alternative country, Americana, roots music, earthy music. I tend to like to consider myself a writer of songs, and I think that the genre is songwriting somehow. We've never quite been able to encompass what it is we do in one word, and I don't think we should really have to. However, for the purpose of these awards that are coming up, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that I've been nominated for Alternative Country Album of the Year Award, and that is next Saturday on the 25th of January. So I'm really excited. I'm getting more and more excited as the awards night closes in, and we've even been sent our red carpet times and so on. So if you're listening to this in the future, you'll already know whether or not I took home the trophy. And maybe if you have some kind of DeLorean or some kind of time-traveling machine, you can let me know, put me out of my misery. I'm kidding. I'm not pinning all my hopes on it, but I am really excited. I'm excited to be nominated, and I'm excited about the event, and I'm excited about the festival on the lead-up to that event too. I leave for Tamworth next Monday. It's Wednesday now. I leave next Monday, and I start straight away. I've got a 3 record store performances and another thing they call Fan Zone. And I might regret this decision, but just this morning I agreed to go be a part of the Cavalcade, which is like a Mardi Gras for all the country music artists that are featured at the festival. And so I think I'm going to be standing on the back of a flat-top truck parading. That was the word I was looking for, a parade through the main streets of Tamworth, which happens on the Saturday morning of the awards. And I've never done that before. It doesn't quite suit my style in terms of, I don't like waving and being the center of attention. I think that I do enough of that when I get on stage. So I think I'm going to be out of my comfort zone on that one. So wish me luck. But I'm going to be standing on the back of a truck early on Saturday morning of the 25th of January, waving to the streets lined with fans for the Tamworth Country Music Festival. That's going to be peculiar. So what I am really excited to talk to you about today is not necessarily New Year's resolutions, but I did make a New Year's resolution last year that I think, to the best of my ability, I have stuck to. And I think that I probably gave myself one that was more easily consistent in my life. And that was to try my best to use my imagination well and imagine things from the other person's point of view. And you'd be amazed if you haven't spent time considering that thought before. You'd be amazed how that can apply to many aspects of your life. And it definitely applies to songwriting. It definitely applies to a co-writing situation. And for general well-being, it helps us get through some of the sticky, drudgy, rocky roads. And it really does sort of, it has enhanced my well-being to be able to take a moment to consider that in a lot of different scenarios. So that was my New Year's resolution for 2013. I'm not sure if you can hear outside my window, there's a big white dog barking. And I think in the last podcast, there was a dog barking as well. Maybe it's becoming a theme. But this one, this time, doesn't belong to producer Michael Roberts. He's calling for a buddy by the looks of things. Maybe I should stop doing the podcasts looking out my window because there's distractions every time. So what I wanted to actually discuss with you today, and if you do have any feedback you want to throw at me on this, then I would love to hear it, because I think it's always exciting. I think the new year, whenever that starts for you, is definitely a great excuse to put in place some new practices or new beliefs, something you want to apply to your daily lives that can help you. And whether that's help you in your general well-being or specifically help you further develop your craft. And that's what I want to focus on with this today. In a nutshell, my New Year's resolution is a bit of a commitment to all those who have been supportive to me with my career as a songwriter, but also to you. If you weren't listening to this, it would be a little pointless other than me expressing myself with a view of the ocean. Other than that, it's been lovely over the last year making podcasts and writing for the blog and sharing whatever I can whenever I come across something new that occurs to me that might assist you in further developing your craft. And that's my commitment and my New Year's resolution, in a sense, is to share and share more and share more often and share as much as I can about this awesome craft of songwriting. I'm going to everything I come across that I think might be useful or helpful, I'm going to share it with you. Everything I come across that I think might be useful or helpful to you, I'm going to share it with you. And I think that one of the things that has occurred to me over my holidays is that I don't think it matters where you consider yourself in the scale of success or professionalism as a songwriter. There's going to be something that you'll find that will trigger something that you'll find interesting, at least. Every level of songwriter is, and every creative person is always looking for triggers, is always in need of a little spark or something that might lead to a spark igniting. And that goes for professional songwriters who've had massive success. They're not guaranteed to continue to keep coming up with their best work every time they sit down with a guitar or with a pen and paper. It's a joy to share what I think might assist you with your creativity. And that's what I really want to make sure I do this year, and more, much more of the same. Feels amazing to be able to do that. I mean, after all, I had a beautiful letter from someone thanking me and with a lot of praise for the podcast and for the blog. And all the while I was just thinking, well, I'm a songwriter who's living it, and I'm not a former songwriter. This is what I do. And there's a lot of things that I do other than just write songs in terms of having a career in music. But ultimately, I can't take it with me, and I wouldn't want to. I get a great joy out of making suggestions, giving helpful tips and ideas to others about the craft of songwriting from my point of view, and that's all it is. It's my genuine, holistic, organic point of view on songwriting. I want to maybe ask why a lot more in terms of the philosophical approach to songwriting, and I want to try and answer why for you a lot more. Now, I'm going to be sharing it in lots of different ways as well. As you know, my book was released in November, The Free Thinking Songwriter, and it's great. I think it's at number 3 in the iTunes bookstore, which is incredible. Number 3, I mean, that means that people out there are finding it. I'm not even sure how they're finding it. I haven't really researched how to promote it properly. But there's a whole world of analytics that I'm kind of a bit apprehensive to dive into to work out how to promote an ebook. So thankfully, whatever it is that's doing it so far is means that the book is finding friends. And I'm really proud to have written that book. And I've also made a film. At the end of last year, I made a film, which is it's called Your Next Brilliant Song. And again, it's me sitting in front of a video camera sharing my thoughts on how to structure your song brilliantly. And the video consists of more than that. There's sort of, you get to see a bit of the area I live in, and there's some live songs on there. And it was a lot of fun making it. It's the first time I've done anything like that, to be a sort of presenter in front of a camera. But I'm really pleased with that. We're almost about to wrap up the post-editing, and I'll let you know more about that in due course. And another way I share, which I'm really hoping to take to the next level this year, and thankfully it's already underway, is mainly for those who might reside in or around the Sydney area of Australia, because I can't imagine you're going to make a trip from further afield to for a songwriter's night. I host a songwriter's night about 2-3 beaches away from here in Coogee. And we started last July, and it's in a beautiful venue with a really supportive venue manager. And it's one of the best PAs in Sydney. So I'm really lucky. I've got a nice cozy venue. It's called the Bunker Songwriter Sessions. And I do that every Tuesday night. And the idea of that is that I get songwriters to showcase their new songs. And last night we kicked off new and old songs. Last night we kicked off with the first one for 2014, and we had a very special guest, a good friend of mine, Caitlin Harnett. She's just returned from Canada, where she's made her first full-length album, and she really is a special and wonderful songwriter. So we had our usual showcases with most of the writers who come along. They do about 3 songs, and in between last night we had Caitlin do a set for about 45 minutes where she played her stunning new songs from this, what I can only imagine is an incredible album. I haven't heard it yet, and I'm hoping that I'm going to be privileged enough to hear it before many others, because she's my friend, and that's how those things work. So, but I might need to do a bit more nudging for that to be the case. So if you do happen to be around the Sydney area and you listen to the show, I'm inviting you now, come down to Coogee, to the Bunker. And every Tuesday night from 7 to 10, I'm the host. And it really is a beautiful night. It's a really supportive little community that's grown very quickly, like I say, since last July. And it's a warm atmosphere. And there's already been some wonderful synergy between all the songwriters that have started to attend. There's people producing other people's records and playing in each other's bands, and co-writes are happening. One of the greatest joys I get out of sharing is that new songs are born into the world that might not have otherwise happened. And so that's a reward enough for me with all this thought sharing that I'm doing. So going back to the New Year's resolutions, I wanted to put it to you, I want to ask you what you're going to do in your new year. What are you going to do to further develop your craft and to feel excited about the craft of songwriting in your world? Are you going to put any, have you thought about it? Are you going to put any more new, useful and purposeful practices in place to ensure that your songwriting is always at the forefront of your mind and to ensure that you write more and better songs? I mean, we always aspire to that, right? Ultimately, the quality of our songs is everything. And even if we consider ourselves to be songwriters that have written brilliant songs in the past, it doesn't guarantee that we're going to continue to do that. So, I mean, I'm a fortunate one in so many ways, in that, firstly, that I'm a songwriter. I consider all of us fortunate that we've actually made that step in our existence to become what we can actually call songwriters. We can declare that we are songwriters, and others can declare that we are songwriters. I think that's a beautiful thing. And there are lots of other paths in life that other people can take, and we need them to do that. But they need us to keep writing great songs. And like I said, I'm going to share, as I come across the new useful and purposeful practices, I'm going to share them with you. But to start with, the first thing I've started doing this year in 2014, especially with my beautiful holiday in Thailand and so on, is I'm writing down a phrase a day. I'm being more of a note taker in 2014. There's so many ways we can record our ideas, and I'm happy to share with you the ways I do. Some of them would be pretty obvious, but they might just trigger something in you where you hadn't thought of that. I'm trying my best to write down a phrase a day that excites me or that interests me, that I think that I might put to future use when I'm writing songs. And so I've done all kinds of crazy things this year with that. And I've always aspired to being a lot more organized and to catalog my ideas so that I can reference them really quickly. But I decided that rather than focus on that, I would focus at first on collecting the ideas. I heard one of my favorite songwriters recently, Josh Ritter, who's an incredible songwriter from Moscow, Idaho. I was lucky enough to have dinner with Josh a few years back when he came over here to Australia on tour with Martha Wainwright. And not only is he a gentleman and a lovely guy, but he is a brilliant, brilliant wordsmith, an incredible lyricist. And he said recently that he thinks that 90% of songwriting is collecting, going around collecting ideas. And if we don't have the ideas, we don't have the substance needed to write a song, right? And I thought it was a nice thought for all of us, that we need to be collecting. That's what we are. We're collectors. Not in the antique sense, of course. And so I started looking at my iPad and how I could collect ideas on my iPad. And I messed around with a few different apps and ended up finding, I've tried to use Evernote a bunch to keep organized, but always sort of end up deleting it and then reinstalling it a few months later. But I found a program called Penultimate. And Penultimate is one where you can actually use a stylus and scribble as if you're writing onto the iPad. And the great thing about it for me is that I don't have to do anything. And as soon as I've written that note, and then I can close the app, I can write down a phrase as if I was handwriting. I don't really enjoy typing on an iPad. So that's why I wanted to find myself a stylus, which I did a few weeks ago. And I write down my phrases, I write down words that excite me. And I'm trying to do this at least once a day, by the way. Not just once a day, at least once a day. But the great thing about Penultimate, it's a program that's made by Evernote. So as soon as you finish writing, you can close the app and then that note will appear on all your devices that you're signed into Evernote with. And it even creates its own little folder, its own little project So whenever you open up Evernote on any other device, on your laptop or desktop or on your iPhone, I can't speak for Androids. I really don't know how that works. I've never even touched one. And I've got nothing against them. I just haven't touched them. So that's a really good one for keeping all your notes in one place. And of course, the same goes for many different apps with the iOS software. I can do that on Pages, which is an Apple software like Word. I can type my notes and they will go straight to the cloud. I don't even have to press save. They go straight to the cloud. And actually, no, you do. When you close them, it says, do you want to save? And that'll appear if I'm out and about after that. If I've written something the day before and I'm out and about somewhere and I'm trying to recall what it was I came up with the day before, and I was doing that on my laptop, I can then open my phone elsewhere and the note will be there. And that's and it's the same with the iPad. If you get these, if you have an iCloud account, you can do that as well. But the penultimate one with Evernote was really cool because that's just simple and you can scribble. And I'm still a sucker for the traditional writing of songs rather than typing. Another thing I've been doing is I've been using the brilliant new iPhone audio recorder, voice recorder. It's been updated with the latest update, iOS 7, I think it is. And instead of going through several parameters to name the voice recording, which we used to have to do, you used to have to scroll and scroll and tap and swipe for ages to get this thing called custom, and then you could type in the name of it. As soon as you're done recording your note on the new software, it actually, you get the option to name it right there and then. And of course it dates and times it for you as well, which is just brilliant. So those are a couple of things I've been using to take notes. My New Year's resolution is to be much more of a note taker and collect. And I also have a passion for the beautiful little baby moleskin notebooks. So whenever I can, I pretty much carry one of those around with me and a pen every day. And if you're like me, you'll enjoy the feeling of a nice new rollerball biro pen on paper when you're taking down your ideas. It just feels good, just feels right. I remember being in Nashville back in 2008, and I was writing with a guy named Chris Jensen, and I'm not sure if he is still making music that had leanings towards the more old-timey stuff, but at the time he was. And I think that sort of was in his sort of whole demeanor at the time. And he said to me at the time, he said, do you know how refreshing it is to see someone pull out a pen and paper and not just pull out a little MacBook and type? God, it's good to see that. And I told him at the time, I can't get away from that. That's how I feel good about writing songs. And I have to admit, once a co-writing session is finished and passing on the file of all the lyrics to your co-writing friend, it does make it easier if you type it there and then you can just email the file. So I've kind of converted, but I still carry a notepad with me everywhere. And when people come to my house to write, I usually pull out some traditional pen and paper because it feels good. And also I find that I save the ideas that didn't make the song if I do it on pen and paper, because if you do it on a bit of writing software, you're more likely to delete as you go, and you never know, you might be deleting some killer lines. So that's the first thing I'm going to sort of suggest to you. If you haven't already put that in place, if you haven't already been doing that for years, we have to be collectors, we have to be note takers in every aspect of our life. You never know when some creative insight is going to strike that's going to be the catalyst for our next brilliant song. So, and like I say, when I come across something new that assists me, in my craft, I'm going to share that with you as well. So again, I'm really happy to be back with you in 2014. This Inside Songwriting podcast has been a joy for me to get underway, and I have no intention of stopping. For now, I'm going to leave you with a little bit of good news I had. I think that this stuff is all inspirational, and it can show you that one of the things I want to talk about soon is the importance of the quality of the song. I already mentioned it earlier on, and I think that a great song will always prevail, and sometimes from an unlikely or from a surprise source. I might go into this more in the next podcast, but I was on holiday in Thailand, and on my return trip, I went back through Bangkok. My girlfriend and I, we arrived at our hotel in Bangkok. We flew down from Sukhothai, and I logged onto the free Wi-Fi at the hotel, and I got an email from a friend and one of my favorite Australian singer-songwriters who has also had a great career here, beautiful career. Her name's Felicity Urquhart. And a few years ago, we got together to write for the first time, and I think this was probably in around 2007. 2007, we got together to write for the first time. And I remember, well, it was before she moved house, we were up on the Central Coast of New South Wales. And I remember being on this beautiful big wooden deck, backed right onto the bush. So there was, you know, a forest right next to us. And I think the back deck was on stilts, and it was really high. I remember that. But it was a beautiful day, and it was the first time Felicity and I had written together. We'd been on tour together before that, and we'd known each other for several years, but we'd never written together. And we wrote a beautiful duet called Slow It Down. And I know at the time we were both really excited, and there was a lot of talk about it, and we played it live together at several shows. And I think from memory at the time, she was talking about putting it on her next album. Ultimately, that didn't happen, but we did get together and write shortly after that, and we wrote one that called So Go On that did make her album, and that was her album that came out, I think, in 2009, maybe. 2009. So I think maybe we wrote the next song in 2008. And I couldn't be more proud to be on Felicity's album. She's a very well-known artist here and very well-respected. She's even a TV presenter. She was a TV presenter and a radio host. And so it was really exciting for me. And she's just such a wonderful person as well. That all helps when you get to be involved in their career somehow. And she went to Nashville and made a record with Brad Jones, who many of you may have heard of. I've actually got one of Brad Jones' solo records from years back called Guilt Flick, but he's made numerous albums with amazing, he works with amazing musicians as well. So I was really proud to be on this record. And the great thing to wrap up that little part of the story is that that album went on to win, it's called Landing Lights by Felicity Urquhart, and that album went on to win the Female Artist of the Year Golden Guitar at the CMAA Golden Guitar Awards. So I couldn't be more proud. But this is where I wanted to talk to you about the importance of a great song. Now, sometimes we might be so excited when we've just finished writing a song that we can't imagine that song not having a life that's worth celebrating. And then the disappointment comes, and you just, you know, it gets tucked away. And at the time, it doesn't make any sense. And you just thought that surely that was a song that had some life in it, you know. And we're all, you know, us creative types, we can experience disappointments, and we're allowed to do that. That's part of why we are who we are, right? So I'll try and keep this story short now. So anyway, I get back to, my girlfriend and I get back to Bangkok and we log onto the hotel Wi-Fi. I turn on my iPad and I get an email from Felicity saying, hey, good news. I've just recorded Slow It Down for my new release and it's going to be available at the Tamworth Country Music Festival. Now, not only does that sort of thing bring me a lot of joy because it's a cut and it's from someone who I really respect. And I, before I even heard it, I knew it was going to sound wonderful. I heard it and it does. what brought me more joy about that was the thought that, you know, maybe 5 years ago, I had consigned that song to history because the initial talk was for it to be on an album back then, and that didn't happen. So I think that the message here is that a great song will always prevail, and don't tuck them away and hide them just because they didn't do something immediately. I've had lots of examples of a similar case with a song, and I'm not going to go into all that now, but I think we'll talk about this in a future podcast. And I just wanted to let you know that you might not think at the time when you've written a great song and something you just know in your heart is a great song, you might not think at the time, you might feel that disappointment, but don't give up hope, because somehow, and like I say, from an unlikely or from a surprise happening or surprise source, somehow, if that song's great in the first place, if your art is great in the first place, it'll prevail above all. It'll prevail above all this digital marketing and how to promote yourself in the new world of the music business. So it's something that's very real. And if you're currently in the middle of writing a song, my call to action for you is to don't just wrap it up when it'll do. Don't settle for second best. Revisit every line, revisit every moment, and question whether or not your song is brilliant from start to finish. Does it excite you as the writer of the song? No one can predict where a song goes. No one can predict where a song goes after it's been released. But at least it's got a shot, and it's a real privilege. I'm going to end this podcast here. I'm sorry about the dogs earlier on. I'm not going to tell you what I saw when I paused because of the dogs barking. It wasn't a comfortable sight for me. It did involve a man in his underpants. But the dog was then taken inside. I've really enjoyed, once again, talking to you. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for listening. It's been so great to see all the downloads. I'm in disbelief when I check the stats and I see how many downloads this podcast is getting. I mean, obviously that's what I would have intended and hoped for, but you never know if that's going to happen. And I know that we've got listeners now right across Europe and in China and in United States and Canada, and of course in Scotland, my homeland, and many in Australia and right across the UK. And it's just really exciting. I'm really grateful. If you like what you're hearing, it does wonders for the show to go over to iTunes and chuck in a little review. And you can just like write a one line or just say great, great podcast, or whatever you want to write. It all helps, and it helps get this message out there that we don't all have to adhere to what is taught in terms of what we hear on the radio. And you know, songwriting should be a passionate exercise, and it should be about honest expression and organic creativity. And I'm trying to share that so you can put all the things that I share together with the tools that you've already garnered from the other teachings, which I'm quite honestly not equipped to teach or share anyway. But I'm sure that even if what I share adds sprinkles onto your song that is already shaping up to be a cracker, then it's been worth listening, right? So once again, thanks so much. If you haven't already clicked and bought the Free Thinking Songwriter, it's a lot more of what I talk about on this podcast in written form. And again, if you have bought it, I'm really grateful. It's so exciting to write a book, and it's so exciting to see that people are buying it. And I am heading off to Tamworth to play a bunch of shows and to attend the Golden Guitars. I will definitely update you on the results of my nomination in the category of Alternative Country Album of the Year. Like I said, if you've got a time machine, can you just please come and pay me a quick visit and put me out of my misery? I'm joking, of course, and I'm really looking forward to talking to you upon my return. All the best, you wonderful songwriters out there, and stay safe out there. I'll talk to you soon.